Item 10.2, Planning Melbourne Refresh, Council Submission. Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor Galbally.
Yes, I move that this motion be recommended. I recommend it to be adopted.
So. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Kynan. Councillor Galbally.
This plan, Melbourne Refresh, is in response to our planning minister, who has seen a need for a review of Melbourne's metropolitan planning strategy. And this is council's response. And I would just like to highlight a few of Manningham's key priorities. One, that the environmental sustainability is important to ensure greater long-term resilience, and that the protection and restoration of biodiversity, the facilitation of renewable and low emission bound energies. And what I'd also like to make in this submission also, there's a request that the existing urban growth boundary that we've got in place at the moment be made permanent. And this protection of the green wedge is vital, I believe, for the environment and lifestyle for future communities, for the City of Manningham and for Melbourne as well. The other point that I rather liked that was brought up in this submission is the fact that there's a request for Warrandyte and the Middle Yarra Corridor to be identified as a tourism location in Melbourne and marketed as such. This can be done also by allowing for economic growth in the region and also by monitoring the developments. The other most interesting point was the housing affordability policy that we've got in place from that covers 2010 to 2020. And it sets targets at the moment for 10% for the Doncaster Hill area and 5% for the remainder of our municipality. And what we're actually asking in this submission is that for council to be able to achieve these targets, what we do need is some strong mechanisms and incentives that need to be written in a state planning framework. And only with that can we actually achieve those targets. The other point that I'm actually quite fond of was the affordable housing. Our affordable housing policy of 2010, oh, I already mentioned that, didn't I? Anyway, so with Manningham's ageing population as well, the innovative health service solutions are required, and Manningham is geographically well suited to provide an innovative response to the provision of health services. As it stands, we've got quite an ageing population. We have no hospitals in Manningham. We've got limited specialist medical care, and by trying to encourage some medical centres in our area would also include not only help our aged into the future, but also it would sort of boost the economic development of our city. And I ask you all to pass this. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Kynan. Anyone speak against? Not put a motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 11, Access and Engineering. Item 11.1, Bowling Integrated Water Management Project. Do I have a mover for this item? Move, Councillor McLeish.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Can I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Goff. Councillor McLeish.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'm pleased to rise to support this particular motion, Madam Mayor. It's good to see our council showing great leadership in our community in developing innovative water management projects, which are viable, sustainable, and improve the water quality in the Yarra and improve the drainage facilities within our municipality and reduce our reliance on potable water, that is drinking water, for watering of ovals and ovals, parks, etc. This is an excellent project which our council has shown strong leadership in. The organisation are the ones who have shown this leadership. They have worked with various partners, Melbourne Water, City of Boroondara, Carey, and others such as Parks Vic and DEPI to put together this particular project. It's only an investment of $2.8 million. It's not a significant investment, but the payoffs are there. Our council's only got to put forward $750,000 out of that 2.8. We are not making a massive investment. But what we are going to be able to do is recycle stormwater very effectively, improve drainage along Boleyn Road in the vicinity of Bolan Billabong, and we are going to cover 95% of our water demands for the open space in that facility by recycling storm water. We're no longer going to be completely dependent upon either potable water or water from the Yarra. We're going to be able to reuse storm water. A very successful project which will see a significant improvement in water quality into the Yarra because we are reusing storm water and cleansing it. 250 kilograms of nitrogen a year removed from ending up in the Yarra. The flood mitigation works in Bulleen Road are highly creditable. In the end, this is an excellent project, and we will be saving ourselves in the order of $30,000 a year, escalating into the future. So this project will indeed pay for itself as well by saving us the price of our licences to extract water to a significant extent from the Yarra and saving us the cost of drinking water for watering our ovals. So it's a self-sustaining project which cleanses the Yarra from polluted storm water and is an excellent example of the leadership that our council has shown in putting together this particular project, and we'll be managing the implementation of this project and the management of it thereafter as the lead council in the project. So I commend it to my fellow councillors.
Thank you. Councillor Goff. Anyone speak against? Then I put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Lights carried. Item 11.2, 2015-2016 Capital Works Programme. End of December status report. Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor Downing.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Can I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Grivakostopoulos. Councillor Downing. Okay, Councillor Grivakostopoulos. Anyone speak against? Now put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Lights carried. Item 12, community programs.
There are no community programs reports.
Thank you. I would like to remind people in the gallery that we will be cleaning the questions box shortly. Please submit any questions you may have in the next few minutes. I will also stress that I will deal with a maximum of 2 questions per person. If you have more than 2 questions, please submit these additional questions in writing to the council through the normal channels. Item 13, corporate services. Item 13.1, financial status report, December 2015. Do I have a mover? Moved by Councillor Haynes.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Can I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor McLeish. Councillor Haynes.
Nothing to add.
Councillor McLeish.
No, Madam Mayor.
Anyone speak against? Now put a motion. All those in favour? Against? Lights carried. Item 13.2, 2015-16 mid-year review. Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor McLeish.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Kleinland. Councillor McLeish.
No, Madam Mayor.
Councillor Kleinland. Anyone speak against? We now put the motion. All those in favour? Against? Lights carried. Item 13.3, appointment of Acting Chief Executive Officer, February 2016. Do I have a mover? Moved, Councillor Downey.
I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. Do I have a seconder? Seconded by Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Downey. Councillor O'Brien. Anyone speak against? Now put a motion, all those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 13.4, appointment of authorised officers under the Planning and Environment Act 1987, February 2016. Do I have a mover? Moved. Councillor Haynes.
Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Do I have a seconder? Do you know, anyone like to wish to second? Okay, second by Councillor O'Brien. Councillor Haynes.
Nothing to add.
Thank you. Councillor O'Brien?
No.
Anyone speak against? If not, put a motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 13.5, recall of Assembly of Councillors, February 2016 reports. Do I have a mover?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move that the recommendation be adopted.
Thank you. So moved by Councillor Griebel-Gostopoulos. Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor Downey. Councillor Griebel-Gostopoulos. Councillor Downey. Anyone speak against? If not, put a motion. All those in favour? Against? That is carried. Item 13.6, documents for sealing, 2nd February 2016. Do I have a mover? Move, Councillor Gilberty.
Yes, Madam Mayor, I move that the recommendation be adopted with the addition of the following agreement. Consent agreement to build over an easement, section 173 of the Planning and Environment Act 1987, Council and GP Go, 125 High Street, Doncaster.
Do I have a seconder? Second by Councillor Downey. Councillor Gilberty.
Nothing to add.
Councillor Downey?
No.
Anyone speak against? Now put a motion. All those in favour? Against? That's carried. Item 14, Chief Executive Officer.
There are no Chief Executive Officer reports, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Item 15, Urgent Business Reports.
There are no Urgent Business Reports, Madam Mayor.
Item 16, Questions from the Public.
No, there are no questions from the public.
Item 17, Questions without notice from councillors. Councillor Haynes.
Yes, Madam Mayor. Just is the Mayor aware that there was a fire in November started by lightning on the back of Weatherby Road around the trees and things that are owned by Parks Vic, and in the large pine trees and also the other trees and along the tracks? The fire was quite dangerous, and now what we've got is some dangerous dead trees and dead parts of trees, and there has been a number of residents that are concerned about this, and I'm hoping that the Mayor is aware of this and taking some action to be able to try and get the state government fired up and get some assistance to get that all cleaned up and some new planting and some of those big trees taken down so they're not so dangerous.
Thank you. Certainly aware of these matters, and we will probably, on behalf of council, to write to the state government to urge them to take some actions. Councillor O'Brien, Councillor McLeish, Councillor Goff.
Yes, Madam Mayor, and I actually have a request here with the number of submissions of C109, the special building overlay, the flood inundation that's gone around, and the number of objections, and I know that we've actually held the objections open so people can still register objections and they're still coming through. But I mean, my request is to request the office to look at another solution to this issue of the problem. If the issue of the problem is future buildings being in flood, being flood prone, and water being inundated to a livable, habitable room, if that is what the concern is and the need for doing this is, which is expressed in the C109 documentation, then I'm just wondering if there's another way in which we can achieve the same outcome without going through this, because there are quite a number of people. There are a lot of people whose properties aren't going to be affected by this that have been sent letters, and we've caused a lot of angst in our community. So I'm wondering if we could actually look into another method of achieving the same outcome.
Thank you for information and request. We will have this one to put in the schedule to the SBS to have a detailed discussions.
Before we actually proceed with the C-100.
Yeah, sure. Councillor Downey. Councillor Downey.
Is the Mayor aware that last Saturday the Wonga Park Cricket Club had a clean sweep with seven wins, which was the first for the club for a long time? They're doing very well, and if they keep going like that, they might win a number of premierships, and they might even need a third flagpole.
Okay. Thank you. No, I don't. thank you. Thank you to inform us. Yeah, thank you for the information. Councillor Grivogostopoulos, Councillor Kyland, Councillor Gilberty.
Yes, just a quick one, Madam Mayor. Are you aware that on December 29th there was a passing of Murray Boucher? Murray was one of the four initiators of the 100 Acres. And if you recall, early last year, 2015, the Lions Club of Park Orchards, together with some officers from council, erected a seat in commemoration of the four gentlemen that were responsible for the 100 acres being reserved for the community. The memorial was a seat. And at the time, Murray was the sole survivor, and he was incredibly thrilled of not only the recognition that his comrades and himself had, but those that were present at the opening, would they recall how thrilled Murray was to be there for the occasion and how much appreciated it from the community. Murray was a real gentleman, and he loved nature and bushwalking, and the 100 acres epitomised his love of the simple things in life. So I see not only the commemorating seat, but also the 100 acres in memory of the four wise men that we can all thank for the 100 acres.
Cool. Thank you so much for sharing the information. Item 18, confidential reports.
There are no confidential reports, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Now I declare the meeting is closed.